Oh, hi, great.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I was having trouble with my equipment, but I'm good.
You're good. Okay, so let me just call Alina. I was trying to call her and she wasn't answering. Alina.
I just walked in from the shuck.
Okay.
While you're calling, I'm going to put some stuff away.
Okay, no problem. Let me just try and Dina. I can't find Dina. I mean, Dina is just like every time she needs a new. Hi, Alina. Moment. Alina, you there? Oh. Where is Alina? Oh, my telephone to
Where
find
is
out where
it?
Alina is.
Where is it downstairs?
Yeah, I think so.
Whereabouts?
I think it's in the pocket of my jacket thing I was wearing.
I'll go look.
Thanks. Hi, where is Alina? Thanks. I've had to just find out what else happening. I sent people messages earlier, and Amy. Oh, Amy. So we'll be there. What happened to Alina? Alina's not there, and I haven't heard from Dina either. Okay. A short. I'll just try and contact Dina, and.
What I think I'm doing here,
Yeah.
I'll put up like a pin board or something on the
Yeah, I'll write down the
board.
messages.
Yeah, and I'll write down the attendance.
Yeah, but I mean,
Maybe in advance. Not everybody does, do they?
yeah, I make sure on that one. Okay, Amy, I can't get hold of Elena or Dina. One second, I'm just going to try calling them on their telephones, okay?
No problem.
Okay, I'll be with you in a couple of seconds. No reply. Okay, I can't do much of that then. Oh, I haven't contacted Mia. Oops.
Don't worry about me. I'm starving and I'm putting lunch together.
Oh, you sweetheart. All right. Sorry. I don't mean to. I'm just trying to contact anyone, but nobody's replying, so I don't know where anybody is. It might be because it's out of Pesach, and it might also be because, you know, I've had to cancel so many times. Mia, wonderful.
Hello.
Oh, Mia, my sweetheart. That's lovely. Okay, very good. Well, at least we got two people. All right.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so Elena and Dina aren't here. At least they're not here yet. So at least, you know, with two people, at least it feels more like a shiur. Okay, very good. Jodie can't be with us today because she's going to her daughter's wedding in California.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's really, really, really beautiful. All right. So let's begin with our prayer. Okay? Ribono olamim v'adonai adonim avrahaman v'slichot. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, בקידה בשתהוויה, שכאהבתנו לתורתך ולוועדתך ועדת הקודש. ונתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה, מה אנו ומה חיינו, אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה. על כן, אנחנו מפעילים תחנוננו לפניך, שתמחור ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו, ועל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך. חן ירצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתכוננת לבבנו לרצך ולרצך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה. תפתח לבבנו הערל בסודות תורתך, בלימודנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כסי כבודך, קרח ניחוח. תציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו, כשיתנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם גלית דבריך אלה בעולם, וזכותם וזכות אבותם, וזכות תורתם ותמימותם וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבל ניכשל בדברים אלו. ובזכותם תהיה עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיני ואבית הנפלאות מתורתך, כי אדוני תן חוכמה מפיו דת ותבונה, יהיו לו רצון אמרי פי, והגיון לי בלפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. אמן, כן יהיה רצון. Now, my dear friends, I have a question for you. We are coming up to Pesach, and if it's only the two of you, would you like me to teach a little bit about Pesach rather than carrying on with Kinyan Torah? Or would you prefer to carry on? Whatever's good for you is good for me.
I would like to hear about Pesach, if that's okay with our other student.
Well,
yes, very much.
You both would like it. Listen, whoever's present gets preference, okay?
Yay!
So if you're present, you get preference. So, okay, very good. I am going downstairs to get my Haggadah, and I will come straight back. Okay, 1 second.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, everybody, I am back. All right, now I'm just going to see one thing before we begin, and that is Yair is online, that's Dina's husband. I will write him a message just to say I'm here and waiting for Dina. Hi, Yair, we are learning if Dina can join us, that would be great. Love, yeah, Dina. Enter. Right. Okay. Now then. Alina's come online, I think. Let's see if I can just add Alina on. Add to group call. Be great. All right. So one of the beauties of learning the Zohar is we learn the inner intentions, not only of ourselves and of God and of the people in the Bible, in the Tanakh, but we also learn the reasons for the mitzvot. Okay? So this is one of the beauties of learning the Zohar, is you can learn the reasons for the mitzvot. Now, I think, Mia, you've probably learned this with me before in previous years, but there's always something new that speaks to us. And the main mitzvah of Seder night is the mitzvah of telling the story. And the Zohar brings a very beautiful passage in which it tells us how important it is for us to tell the story of coming out of Egypt on Seder night. And this is what the Zohar says. The first mitzvah is to take out all the chametz. I'll read it in Hebrew first, and it's easier for me, and then I'll translate. V'yisah ha'amet b'tzeko v'gomer. Mitzvah zo hi leva'er chametz, ki mitzvah zo nibsra lehem l'Yisrael, v'yisah ha'amet b'tzeko tom yechmatz, v'katuv se'o lo yimatzei b'vateichem, u'kvar bi'uruhu ha'chaverim, bi'anu sod bein chametz u'matza shel yitziat Mitzrayim, בכמה מקומות, שזה יצא הרע וזה יצא הטוב. The issue of this mitzvah, the people took up their dough. You remember the story, the people took up their dough and it didn't have time to leaven, so then they ate matzahs, okay? But in fact, whilst they were still in Egypt, they were given the commandment of Pesach, not only for Egypt, for that Pesach, but also for all generations, that they had to take out all chametz from their houses for 7 days, okay? So this is what the mitzvah is. This mitzvah is to destroy all chametz. For this mitzvah was given to them to Israel, And the people took up their dough before it leavened. And that is to say, and it's written, that leaven should not be found in your houses. And the sages have already explained this. That means the sages in the Gemara. And they have explained the issue of the difference between the chametz and matzah, which is of the Exodus from Egypt, in several places. And the chametz refers to the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, which is the will to, according to the language of Rabbi Ashlag, we would call the will to receive for ourselves alone. And the matzah refers to the yetzer hatov, the good inclination. Now, the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, he looks at this whole issue of the chametz being the yetzer hara and the matzah being the yetzer hatov. And he says, well, if that's the situation, well, why aren't we commanded just to eat matzah the whole year round? Why don't we just eat matzah the whole year round and we'll all be connected with the will to do good and that will be the end of that? Because the answer is that does not fulfill the purpose for which we were created. An angel is created, can be created just with the good intention, just with the Yetzer HaTov. But the human being, out of all the creations in the universe, in the spiritual and the physical universe, is the one created being which has within him both sides, both good and evil, both the potential for good and the potential for evil. He has both, all right? And the purpose for which we were created was so that we would have a Yetzer Hara and we would convert it, we would transform it, we would move it, we would move elements from the side of the evil into the side of the good. Okay, and there's two main ways Rabbi Ashlag teaches through which we do this. One is through suffering, and one is through Torah and mitzvot. It's not always possible to avoid suffering. It's not always possible to do all the Torah and mitzvot we would wish, but we do the best we can. Okay? All right. Oh, okay, Dina's on a field trip. Okay, so she can't be with us. All right, I just got the message. All right, very good. So we have two main ways. One is through the Torah and mitzvot, and one is through suffering. Now, we certainly could still ask the question, then what is special about the 7 days of Pesach, where for 7 days we only have the representation of the Yetzer HaTov in the house and we've eliminated the Yetzer Hara, okay? And for 7 days we've got like a redemption. For 7 days, we've got a release from the dealing with the Yetzer Hara. For 7 days, we are given this gift of freedom, of vision, of redemption, of geula, of redemption, in which we have ki'ilu, as if we have already converted that Yetzer Hara into the Yetzer Tov as a gift, okay? And the light that comes in on Leil HaSeder, on Seder night, is the light of redemption, as if we've already reached the Gemara Tikkun, as if we've already reached that end stage where all the evil is transformed into good. But it's given to us as a free gift. We haven't yet earned it. And that's why already from the straight after Seder night, we start on the second day of Pesach, we already start counting the Omer, because we need to create our own vessels and do our own transformation in order to receive the light in a more, not as a free gift, but in a way that we ourselves have done the work and come to Mount Sinai to receive the Torah. So the it's like Pesach and Shavuot form a continuum where on Pesach we're given like the vision of redemption, the vision where everything is still is already converted into good, but then we have to do our own work to do it in practice. And that brings us to Shavuot.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Whoever is, if it's not Yudita, whoever, could you mute your machine, because I'm getting a lot of background noise.
Could I what?
Not you, Yudita, but whoever else is on the line. Could they mute their end so that I don't hear all the background noise, because it's kind of blocking out your voice?
Oh, Mia, I don't hear anything. Mia, is your machine making noises, sweetie?
No, but I'm recording it, and if I mute it, I can't record it.
You can't mute yourself?
I cannot mute myself when
recording.
Yudita, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording it. It's recording.
Okay, because
okay.
I wanted this sock recording. As long as you're recording it, then I'll go ahead and mute.
Well, it's okay, but you know what? The trouble with that, Mia, is okay, let's just try. Amy, did that make a difference? Did that help?
I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Because I will do it. I'm just simply asking you if you're recording this.
Well, I am recording it, but I can't guarantee that I'll be able to upload the recording and do all the things that I should normally be able to do, because I'm still not 100% recovered. I'm much better than I was, Baruch Hashem. I'm getting my strength back slowly, but I don't want to promise anything.
Okay, I'm not asking you to promise to do anything professional. I'm asking you whether there's any way that you could send me, just the way it is, this recording.
I think so. Okay,
thank you. I'll turn mine off then.
See what happens. Just see if that makes the difference that Amy needs.
Okay.
Okay. Amy, did that make a difference?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, I actually didn't notice anything. Okay.
Yeah, it was blocking out some of your wording.
Okay. Well, yeah, that can happen anyhow. Very, very good.
Let me let you go forward.
Okay, fine. Beseder gemor. Now, so it's like on Seder night, we're given this great light which comes into the world, and it comes into the world irrespective of whether we are at this level to receive it or not. It's a free gift. It's called Hitorarut Melamala, that God awakens from above and this great light comes in. Now, if you make the vessels, if you prepare the Seder night, if you create the vessels for Seder night, you would have Seder night. But if you don't, then you don't, if you see what I'm saying. In other words, the light is there anyhow. The more one can create that the vessels to receive the light, the more one is aware of it. The light is there. But we can only grasp the light according to the vessels we prepare. My sisters have been to visit, and I want to give them a kiss before they go. One second.
Is that? Thank you.
Lovely. Okay, it's just that they don't want to wait to miss the bus, which is very good. They're going back to Jerusalem. And I didn't want to change the time of the class or mess around anymore, because I know that it's been so difficult for everybody with me having to cancel classes all the time. I didn't want to ask any favours for, you know, I just felt enough was enough, and I didn't want to change things, because I think the more consistent we can be, the better it is. So anyhow, all right, so I didn't want to, anyhow, so that's that. So we, by creating, by telling the story of Pesach, by cleaning the house, by arranging the Seder table, by putting the matzahs there, by putting all the other items that we do on Seder night, we are creating vessels through which we can actually have a touch of this light, a receiving of this light, a ability to be conscious, a consciousness of this light, which, you know, if we didn't create the space for the light with all the various mitzvahs involved, you know, it could be just another night. We wouldn't even notice it. The light could be in the world without us noticing it. And so therefore, it's so important to create the space, to create the Seder night, to create Pesach. Because that way, we make that light visible for us. We create the vessels and we bring it, we give it visibility in the world. And Pesach, Seder night, is something is celebrated all over the world by all Jewish people of all levels. I mean, it's something so incredible. Something like, somebody once did a survey, something like 98% of all Jewish people celebrate Seder night, which is an astonishing figure.
Probably the wine.
No, Amy. It's so much deeper than that.
I'm laughing.
No, I for me, this is something so deep. So incredible, so unifying to know that the whole of Am Yisrael, wherever they are sitting down to a Seder night. To me, this is an amazing thing. And the Zohar brings this beauty in the next passage. The mitzvah which follows this, which was the one we talked about chametz and matzah, is to tell in the praise of the coming out of Egypt. For this is an obligation on a person to always tell of these praises. And so we have established that every person, every kol adam, who tells the story of their exodus from Egypt and is joyful in that story, with such joy, in the future he will rejoice with the Shekhinah in the world to come. For it is a joy on every side. For this is the story of a person who is joyful in his master, and the Holy Blessed One is joyful in his story. In other words, there is joy that we are rejoicing with the redemption, and we are rejoicing with this great love that God showed his people and is showing us still today. Because in the Haggadah, we don't learn, we learn that the Exodus from Egypt was just for that period. It was for all generations. Every single person has to see himself as if he himself came out of Egypt. All right. Now, what does that mean? Well, Rabbi Ashlag teaches us that inside each one of us, we have the whole story. We have the Moses within us, we have the children of Israel within us, and we have the Pharaoh within us. And of course, the Pharaoh within us is the will to receive for ourselves alone. But it takes a particular form. And Rabbi Ashag teaches that the form that Pharaoh takes within each one of us is the discrepancy between the head and the heart, between the head and the body. The word Pharaoh in Hebrew is Pei Resh Ayin Hei, which is the same word as Oref, Ayin Vav Resh Pei, which is the neck aspect. And the Egypt within us is the vocal cords, Mitzarim, a narrow place. And each one of us can have the right idea about holiness, about Kedusha, about what we want to do, but then bringing it into practice can be very difficult. And the discrepancy between the idea and the practice is the Pharaoh between within us. And Rabbi Ashlag teaches that this klipa, this blockage, this aspect of the will to receive oneself alone is so hard for us to overcome that in fact only God himself can help us overcome it. And he says, Ani velo malach, ani velo saraf, ani velo shaliach, ani hu velo acher. Only God can help us overcome these blockages that we get between the head and the action. And these blockages can happen to all of us. They certainly happen to me. Amy, you asked a very interesting question on our last shiur together, where you pointed out a discrepancy between what I was teaching and what I was behaving, because speech is part of behavior. And I was grateful to you, actually. It was a correct comment that you made. And all I can say was, that's a very good example of having the teaching, which could be sort of still, you know, in the thought aspect, and yet not yet able to bring it through. And when we get to a situation like that, we have to do what the children of Israel did. We have to cry out to God, and we have to ask him to help us, because it's only God who can actually release us from these obstructions, which are the Pharaoh within us. Okay. Any questions, thoughts, ideas? No. All right.
Well, I'd just like to say that this is stunning. It's stunningly beautiful, relevant to me personally, I'm sure to all of us. And thank you so much for doing this to get us on the deep and powerful path to this Pesach.
You're very, very, very welcome. It helps me too. Of course it does. By opening the Haggadah, by looking ahead, by seeing what we're aiming for, it helps us prepare.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now listen to another little piece of Zohar. At that moment, the Holy Blessed One gathers together all his band and says to them, come and listen to the story of my praise that my children are telling, and they are joyful in my redemption. Then all of them gather together and come and join with the people of Israel. And listen to the story of the praise that they are so happy in the rejoicing of the redemption which they received from their master. And they come and give thanks to the Holy Blessed One for all the miracles and mighty acts, and give thanks to him, and the holy people give thanks to him that are in the land, and they are grateful and happy in the joy of the redemption of their master. So here you have the idea of unification. Here you have this idea of the unification of not only all the Jewish people together, but we also have the unification that God and all the angels come and join us. So this is a unification, not only on a horizontal level, but it's a unification on a vertical level as well, if you like. So we are telling the story, and you can imagine our beloved ones who've gone ahead of us in the Garden of Eden are joining us at the table. The people of Israel, the souls who've gone ahead of us, are with us. All the angels are with us. All the tzaddikim are with us. And they all gather together to listen to the story. Now, the Zohar says in the land. It doesn't mean that only the people who are physically in the land of Israel. In the land means in the where the will to receive is transformed to the will to receive for the sake of giving. Now, we all know that the Gemara Tikkun hasn't actually happened yet, but Pesach is a special aspect, as we said earlier, of the Gemara Tikkun, of the end of redemption, where we're given it as like kind of like as a free gift. Even though in actual practice we haven't yet reached there, nevertheless, we're given it as a free gift on that night. So it's like we've already reached a redemption. So there we are in the land means in the land where of we are redeemed, where we are already have that transformation from the will to receive to the will to receive to give. And we are already in affinitative form with the Creator, and we have reached the Gemara Tikkun. Now, this idea of unification also appears in the four cups of wine that we drink on Seder night. Four cups of wine is a very, very, very important mitzvah. It's such an important mitzvah that the Gemara says that even the poorest of the poor or the prisoner in the prison has to drink four cups of wine on Seder night. Now, why is this four cups of wine so important? And in the Gemara, it teaches us they stand for the four expressions of redemption. V'hotzeiti, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, which all appear in one sentence. And I took them out, and I delivered them, and I redeemed them, and I brought them, and I took them. Okay. But the teachers of the Zohar taught further. And this is what's written. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Eilu arba'a kosot shelayla hu lama. These four cups of wine on that night, why is it? Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, Harei he'emidu achavirim shem keneged arba ge'ulot. The companions of the Gemara taught that they are for the four expressions of redemption. Votzeiti, vitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Aval yafehu mevu'ah b'sifro shel Rabbi Yosi Saba. But beautiful is the explanation that appears in the book of Rabbi Yosi Saba, she'amar, who said, Kevan shazivuk ha'kadosh nitza b'layla hu mikol ha'tzadim. Bein b'chochma ubein b'chassadim, v'zivuk hazeh ba'arba k'sharim, shem arba madrigot, she'enan nifrodot zo mizo, k'shazivuk zeh nimtza, shen chochma v'bina tifet u'malchut, anu mit'ororim b'simcha shlehen, v'shotim arba kosot, k'negdan arba kosot, mishum she'zachinu bahen, ki mi she'achuz b'zeh, d'chayinu b'arat zivug, Zoche b'kol arba madrigot, chochma v'bina tifet u'malchut. And what Rabbi Yosi Saba says in his book is that the entry of the light into the vessels, this holy zivug, this holy connection, on that night is found in every unity, both with the light of wisdom, which is the light we receive from God, and the light of chasadim, which is the light we give to God. And this unity of light and vessel is found in all four connections, which are the totality of the ten sfirot, which are never separated when this light, this particular light is to be found, when this particular connection with the light in the vessel is to be found. And these are Keter, Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, which is actually consists of all ten sfirot. Because Tiferet contains Chesed, Gevur, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. All right, so you've got all ten sfirot are present. And we awaken with their joy and drink for them the four cups. Because we are meritorious to receive them, and whoever is connected with this, in this illumination of this light, merits to all four levels of Chochmah and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut. Now, Chochmah and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut is actually a shorthand for the ten sfirot, all of them, and it also is represented by Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, which is the unification of God's name. So this idea of unity of God and the angels and the tzaddikim uniting with the whole of Am Yisrael being united, and all of us in unity together, and we have Yud Heh Vav Heh. We have the Yud Heh Vav Heh through the four cups of wine. To me, is an amazing idea. So, you, throughout the evening, when we drink the first cup, then we drink the second cup, then we drink the third cup, then we drink the fourth cup, we are actually embodying the vessels for this unification. In another way, we embody this, the vessels for the unification, in the actual arrangement on the table, which is that the Seder plate also is consists of the Sfirot. Okay? So we have the Seder plate, all right? And we have the three matzahs as well. Now, in the way that the Ari arranged it, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, but in fact my father had the same arrangement, and some households do, they put a sort of shelf thing with the three matzahs, one on each shelf, and then on top of that you have the round plate for the seven Seder signs of the Seder. Okay, so we have the Seder plate itself.
If we have the four cups of wine for the four promises, why do we have three matzahs instead of four?
No, it's not for the four promises. It's also for the four promises. We have Yud Heh Vav Heh is the totality, okay? The four is for the four letter name of God, Yud Heh Vav Heh, which within itself is the ten sfirot, okay? Now, I'm going to explain how the matzahs plus the Seder plate also makes the ten sfirot. Okay, so the three matzahs are Keter, Chochmah, and Bina. All right, and then we have the Seder plate itself consists of seven, which is the shank bone, is chesed. The egg is gvura. The bitter herbs is tiferet. The charoset is netzach. Karpas is hod. The chazeret is yesod. And the plate itself is the malchut. Okay?
So, I have you on mute, so it's okay.
You have what?
I had you on mute. Yes, it's okay.
Okay, all right. So then you have, again, a full complement of 10 sefirot through the matzahs and the seder plate, okay, which also make up a unity. So you've got a unity in time through the four kosot, four cups of wine, and you have a unity in space through the 10 sefirot of the seder plate and the matzahs.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand how it's time. Is it because God said, I'll save you, I'll redeem you, I'll take you out?
No, I mean, during the meal, we don't drink four cups of wine all in one go.
No.
We drink...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We drink, throughout the period that we're sitting at the Seder table, we drink four cups.
Right.
Okay, that's all I meant.
Okay. So the four cups are because you were saved, redeemed, taken in, and taken out. But the three matzahs are only in reference to the 10 sefirot. They don't have a standalone meaning of why there's three.
That's actually not what I said at all.
Okay, I need to understand that. I didn't understand correctly.
I'm sure there is many meanings why there is three matzahs. All right, everything has multiple meanings, as we well know. I mean, the four cups of wine in the Gemara are given the meaning of these expressions of deliverance. Okay, they also have the meaning from the Zohar of the ten sefirot. Okay, of Yud Hey Vav Hey. Okay, it doesn't mean that it means this or it means that. It means it's this and that.
Okay.
Okay? Now, if you look at this idea of the idea of the three appears everywhere in Judaism. You have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have Kohen, Levi, Israel. You have the three matzahs. Okay? And the reason why the idea of the three is present so much in Judaism is because there is the right-hand line, the left-hand line, and the middle line, which is a very basic idea in Kabbalah, which we have not learnt yet. All right? So there's many ideas for the three and the seven. These ideas are not... they have very deep meanings, but you know, we can't go into everything all in one go.
I'm familiar with the right line, the left line, and the center line. I mean, I've seen that concept before.
Okay. All right. So there is meaning to each symbol on the Seder plate. What is the Zohar mean? What is the bitter herbs mean? There is meaning to every single symbol in its own right. Okay? But I wanted to bring out this idea of unity, of unification, of wholeness, which is present on Seder night, in time and present in space. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And when we're telling the story, I'll carry on. When we're telling the story, then there is strength and power above. And Israel in that story are giving the vessels to the king to show his strength and glory when they praise and give thanks to him. And then all have awe of him, and his glory goes up over all. And because of this, we need to praise and tell this story as we have learned. And therefore, it is always obligatory on a person to always tell before the Holy Blessed One and thank him and publicize the miracle for all the miracles that he did. One of the key things that I feel I'm learning in the journey that I'm in is to try to remember to give thanks for the for all of it. And I don't always remember. And I'm grateful when the Torah reminds me. I'm grateful for being reminded to give thanks. Because when we give thanks to God, we are acknowledging his great miracles to us and his gifts to us. And that's one of the prime works on Seder night, is to give thanks, which is, you know, and to give thanks for the redemption. And the more we can give thanks, the more we can say thank you to God for the redemption he gives us and offers us and loves us with, the more we can open and give and show and make that connection, make that unity from our side. That was good for me to remember. Like Mia said at the beginning, you know, it fits also with her personal life. This is fitting also, you know, there's always something, there's always a personal message in the learning that we're learning.
May I say I'm grateful that I have you as a teacher, and that you are able to have insights, and that you have the ability to pass it on. Not everybody has that ability.
It's really mishamayim. It's really, you know, God's. If God wants me to pass it on, he wants me to pass it on, and if not, it's not. And the Zohar continues, and this is very beautiful. And if you were to say, why is it an obligation to tell of the miracles? Surely the Holy Blessed One knows everything, all that was, and all that will be afterwards. And why does one need to publicize before him all that he's done when he already knows it? And the Zohar answers, but of course a person needs to publicize the miracle and to say before him all that he has done, because these are the words that go up. In other words, these are vessels that we give to God. And these are our ways of showing how much we acknowledge him in our lives and how grateful we are. And all the angels from above gather together and see them and see these vessels going up and give thanks before the Holy Blessed One. And his glory goes up over them, both above and below. Isn't that amazing? That's that piece of Zohar. I think this is, you know, that's about the story. So when we're telling the story, we are including within us all of the people of Israel. And of course, we're telling the story not only for ourselves, but we're telling it for all the Jews everywhere. Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Leze. All the Jews are connected with each other and guarantors for each other. So there are Jews who don't know to tell the story, especially nowadays. Not everybody was given a Jewish education, after the Holocaust, the huge disruption of the continuity of Jewish life, which occurred everywhere. The upheaval that happened to the also to the Jews of the Arab countries, who had to abandon communities they'd been in for thousands of years. The huge upheaval, and the overwhelming difficulties of dealing with the very materialistic present day culture that we're all involved with. These are not easy challenges. And so when we have the grace of God that we're able to sit at a Seder table and be together with each other, we need to also be together with all the other Jews in the world who may not have that education or the ability or whatever. Can I just, 1 second. They may not have that ability to be so connected with everybody, and so we say for everybody. We say for also for the children who for those who don't know how to ask. 1 second, this is Tippy on the phone. 1 moment. Tippy, yes. Sorry? Dina, sorry. Yes, I did. Amazing, 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 amazing. I have to tell you about it because I really think he saved my life. He's an amazing doctor. Okay. You did a tremendous mitzvah. You did an absolutely tremendous mitzvah. Okay. Yeah, it's true. Listen, Dina, I'm just finishing off the shiur with Amy. So I can't talk now, but thank you so much for calling. Okay, all right. Bye, love. Bye. I'm so sorry. I thought it was Tippy, and it was turned out to be Dina, but she was on a field trip, and that's why she couldn't be with us today, apparently. I apologize. Right, so I really feel this concept of unity is something which we really embody in Seder night in many, many, many ways. Just this concept of everybody sitting down, the concept of doing it for other people who can't do it for themselves, the concept of the four cups of wine, which represent a unity through time, the concept of unity through the Seder plate and the three matzahs, which are also a unity of the ten svirot. And I feel this idea of unity is very embodied in the idea of redemption, because in redemption, God waits for every single one of us. There's nobody going to be left out of redemption. It's written in the Zohar that God waits for every single one. I mean, if he wanted to have redeemed the tzaddikim, he could have redeemed them, you know, if they were ready. But he's not waiting just for the tzaddikim, he's waiting for all of us. And so therefore we're all included in redemption, all the sparks, all the souls, everybody together. And this a whole idea of redemption cannot really happen without this unity, without this completeness. And I feel that that for me is the is a message that I'm hearing in the Zohar this year, which I didn't hear. I mean, I've learnt this piece of Zohar many times and taught it more many times also, but this is a message that somehow I'm seeing in a way that I never saw it before, which is this message of unity. So that's what came through today.
You know what it made me think of when you were teaching was that when we've been learning that when the Mashiach comes, all of the Jews will get together.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that this the Seder night is a model for, and just a brief blip in time for us to think about what it will be like when the Messiah comes, or what we need to do to bring the Messiah.
That's beautiful, and in fact, yes, that, very much so, because the light of this very great light that comes in on Seder night is very much connected with the light of Mashiach. Absolutely, it's a very high light indeed. Absolutely, absolutely true. Absolutely true. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I, you know, this togetherness is absolutely right. And I think that, you know, we start off with Seder night saying, Ho lachmo anya di achalu avatana barad mitzayim, kol dichvin yeitev yeichol, everybody who is needy, let them come and eat. Everybody who needs, let them come and have Pesach with us. There's nobody who should be left out on Seder night. Okay. Amazing. So, you know, again, this idea of unity, we're all together on Seder night. It's not to do with, you know, just who we feel comfortable with. It's also to do with, you know, being together and including other people, including people in. And even if people, you know, they don't do Seder night in the most traditional way, but they're still doing some aspect of Seder night, well, you know, we have to say, thank you, God, Baruch Hashem. You know, and we all join in with each other in that way and complete for each other what people cannot complete for themselves. Okay? Because we're all part, we're all in the same boat together, really, to be honest. All right, my loves. I think that was a great shiur for Seder, great shiur for getting ready for Pesach. It did me good. Thank you so much for being present. I can't give a shiur if you're not there. So you're as much, you know, as just as much of, as me being present to give is important, you being present to be there is important. And I'm sorry that Alina and Dina weren't present, but I do understand it's Erev Pesach and people are very busy.
Are we going to meet next week?
I would be very happy to meet next week. I'm trying not to cancel Shiurim because I feel that I want to keep teaching. I want to replace to some extent, you know, what we had to miss. And I would like to keep teaching, yes. So if it's possible, yes, definitely. I mean, I Baruch Hashem feeling much better. They changed my tablets and it's definitely made a difference. But I mean, I've only been on these new tablets for a couple of days, so we still don't know, but so far so good. Baruch Hashem, you know, I'm doing much more in the house now. I'm managing much better.
Good.
Yeah. So thank you for all your help and support, and thank you, God.
Yeah.
His miracles and wonders.
I have a request.
Yes.
Next week is the second day of Nisan.
Uh-huh,
next Wednesday.
Okay.
And we were talking today about how each of the first 12 days of Nisan, the different tribes brought gifts.
Yes.
And I was wondering if maybe next Wednesday, when we have our class, you could talk a little bit about the Zoharic meaning of the gifts and the relationship to the tribes that are giving them, because I was told that, and I've never done this before, so it's brand new to me, is to read a certain set of prayers each night from the first night of Nisan to the 12th night of Nisan. And I would love to hear if you have any Zoharic input on those 12 readings.
I have to be very honest here and tell you that I have never learnt that. It doesn't mean to say it doesn't exist. It doesn't mean to say that what you're saying is wrong or anything like that. It's simply, it's not an area that I actually have much knowledge in. The only thing I know that I can tell you is that as far as I understood, they all brought the same gift. But it's in the Parsha Neso in Bamidbar. And what happened was on the completion of the Mishkan. And what happened was the Torah actually tells you the same gift 12 times. Now, why it tells you the same gift 12 times? Because each tribe, from their own decision, from their own angle, from their own thought, from their own understanding, felt that this was the right gift for them to give. And then it turned out that each one gave exactly the same thing. And so that's what I've understood. Now, I don't know, Amy, about these prayers that you've been taught, and I'd be very interested to hear about them. Could you just tell us something, me and Mia, a little bit now?
I'm going to learn about it next week when it comes up. I was told that I should Google, ask Rabbi Google.
Yeah.
let's see, I'll look at the calendar for next week, that I should look up, that I should look this up, and I think you're right I don't know if it is all the same.
They are, in fact, the same gift, but they came from, each one came from their own understanding. Now, let me one second. Let me just look on Google in Hebrew.
You said to go, it's called Nasi, NASI. And it's the prayers for the offerings of the 12 tribes. And she said to look it up on Chabad.org.
Oh, Chabad.org, thank you.
And to start on Monday, the 27th.
All right, one second. Let me just have a quick look and see what that says. Chabad.org.
It's called Nisan, NASI, Nasi.
Parsha Neso.
I think the set of prayers are called Nasi.
Well, then it's him. Jewish practice, I suppose, that would be under, wouldn't it? Jewish holidays. Pesach. I'm just going to look that up, Pesach, and see if something comes up that I can see. I don't see anything. If you manage to find anything, I'd be happy if you would send me the link.
Okay.
But I don't honestly, I can't promise to teach on that subject, because it's not a subject that I myself have ever learned.
Well, okay. It's possible that during the week, before next week, you'll, and maybe you won't, that's okay too, that you might come across this type of information, and then you'll go, oh, well, that's what we should teach. I don't know. It's just a thought.
If I feel that, you know, that this is something that I truly understand and feel that, you know, confident to give over, yes. But if I don't, then I don't have any issue about saying okay. I don't know, because, you know, I feel that it's very important for me to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I come to a subject that somebody asks me and I don't know, I feel much more comfortable to say I don't know rather okay. than to, you know, sort of like just say something or whatever. I don't want to do that. I want to be very honest in okay. my teaching.
Right.
Okay. So if I don't know, then I mean, it's, you know, the world is very wide and the Torah is huge, like an ocean, and, you know, it's perfectly possible I don't know. So I'd rather say that.
If it pops up, then it pops up, and if it doesn't pop up, then it doesn't pop up.
Yeah, I do know that the actual offer, the only thing I know is that the actual offering that they gave turned out to be the same, but they each of them arrived at that as an independent decision and from their own perspective. So there's mm-hmm. something, there is a deep meaning in that, but I don't know it.
Okay.
Okay, great. Mia, do you want to say something?
I do. I was wondering if you have a couple minutes to remain after class for me to ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, I could do that. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Do you want me off, Mia?
It's just about work that Yedida and I are doing together.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, all listen. Right.
Take care, Amy.
Have a good week and... Rosh Chodesh Tov, because I won't speak to you before the next Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, thanks. Rosh Chodesh Tov. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, Yedida, I'm so grateful to hear that you're doing better.
Baruch Hashem.
Yes, beyond grateful. And just for you to know, one of two things needs to happen. Either we need to find a few minutes to talk in a way that I feel like I'm helping you, or you need to send me an invoice. That's it.
All right, okay. For sake of all, 100%. Thank you, my love. I appreciate your honesty.
That's it. I mean, hello. Yes. Okay, so if you send me an invoice through PayPal, if you want to like send me an invoice for $100 or something, then I can just give you money right now, because I'm not trying to get you to do any work that you are not interested in doing, because you know better what's good for yourself.
No, I tell you the honest truth, Mia, I am definitely going to need you in the future. I have lots of ideas how to expand and lots of ideas of how to go. And this last 6 months have been so horrific,
yes,
health-wise,
yes,
that it's everything that I planned had to just go completely on the back burner.
I know.
I mean, you know, I almost had that Hebrew course completely ready.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, stopped. And
yeah.
And I've got other ideas as well, which have come up and which I'm sure that you and I can market and work and bring out into the world. And I'm so grateful you're there. You have no idea.
Okay, well, as long as you have that sense of satisfaction that is worth more to you than money, then I believe you.
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do. Okay. But, I mean, the trouble is that, you know, over these last 6 months, I've been limping along mm-hmm. with the shiurim. And
yeah.
I haven't been able to get myself together I've hardly been able to keep going, let alone expand yeah. or promote or, you know,
yeah.
go further with anything.
Well, assume that this setback, we'll just call it that, this particular setback has been planned by our Almighty God for a purpose, and that the purpose will be served in what comes out of you next.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. May it be God's will.
It has to be that. It has to be that. It has to be that. It can be nothing else. And the reformation of you, of your container, to hold more of what he has been and continues to and will be giving you is what has been going on.
Oh, totally. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And yeah, you're right. And it's a shame you're 100% right. And I know that and acknowledge it. And at the same time, I don't yet know how to manage all this on the physical.
Okay, well, I just want you to know that I am your partner in it. And I am not here to say what should happen other than at any time, you just need to say, okay, I can handle 10 minutes today. When can we talk or something? You know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Very good. I don't want it to be a burden to you, but if there is a way to send me the recording just like it is with all the gaps and blanks and whatever, I want to transcribe some of it, Yedida, and all right. I'll send you the transcription for your own purposes. But there's just something I'm supposed to transcribe for me, for myself, and that's why I desperately wanted a recording of the Pesach, you know, what I did today.
Definitely. Yeah, I should do that. And I need it for Elena anyhow.
Okay,
very
good.
Yeah,
don't put any effort into it other than you may have to put it on a platform in order to send us a link. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I have to put it on my website, basically, because I have to put it on the internet in order to send you a link to it.
Okay, well, if nobody else knows it's there and all it says is for Lena and Mia, nobody else will go there and hear what it is. So don't worry about that.
No, I'm not worried about that at all.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Because this particular one, I just had a sense that I'm supposed to do some kind of transcription. I've never really had it this strong before, so I want you to know that. That was the purpose.
No problem. With pleasure.
Okay. Well, I love you very, very much. And sometimes I just wander around this house and the thought of you comes to my mind and I just set my hand on the counter and I just go, oh, Lord, Yedida, all I know is that you know. Please do it. Please do it now. Those kind of prayers have been happening. And I guess that's the simple, basic vulnerability he wants us to be in, you know?
Yeah, I think so. It's been hard.
Nobody really knows unless they go through it, Yedida. None of us can really
know. It's true.
All right. Well, I just love you. And please let me know when I can do something specific, okay?
Okay, I will. I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay, I love you very much. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love you so much, Mia.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.